These people are the most important of all. You've already got them on your lists, they've already bought your stuff, which means they're willing to spend money, and of course they trust you, and they're serious about wanting more information, or the products and services you offer. Remember this, because if you forget, you'll go broke. It's as simple as that. You want to keep the customers that are buying from you happy, and you want to stay in touch with them. If you don't go out of your way to please them, you'll have to go out and spend wads more on getting new customers. Look after them, because they'll be with you for a long time to come and will form the base of a successful business from the word go. Rule 6, avoid free trials. Trial periods are often a standard feature for a membership site, but unless you want to waste your time and resources on freebie seekers, set up a limited, less expensive trial for them. $1 for the first month, for example. Otherwise you might find yourself wondering why your customers aren't buying anything more from you. It's likely because they didn't want to buy in the first place, a waste of your time. I've got a great example for you here too. Now, a good friend of mine set up a site when we were in our early days on the scene. He had a pretty good product backed up by a multi-level affiliate system, or a matrix of sorts. Anyway, he started promoting and all was going well, until word started spreading around some of his affiliates about some guaranteed signups site that sold signups to anything free, for a fee. Now, unfortunately, I'm sure you can see what's coming. Not only did the affiliates go for this one, which wasn't much help to them, because of course most of these untargeted people were just freebie seekers signing up because they were getting something in return from the guaranteed signup sites, and only a tiny percentage were actually going for his hosting package or the pay plan he had in place. What he ended up with was a system clogged full of people that had no idea what they were subscribing to, weren't making him or themselves or the people that referred them any money, and had no interest in doing so. A real resource disaster, that one. Make sure you do this one right and offer a trial for a small fee if your product permits. You could be looking at a similar costly situation otherwise. Rule number 7. Never say your product is cheap. It's cost-effective, a good deal, but never cheap, which suggests a lack of quality. Rule 8. Don't be afraid to experiment with pricing strategies. I can understand how you might be worried that customers that bought your product costing $400 would be annoyed that they receive an email for a special seasonal offer cutting that cost in half, but it seriously doesn't work that way. You're not offending anyone by doing this, and it's the only way you'll come up with new techniques and tactics yourself, through testing. The fact is, real-world businesses do this all the time. They have super sales, put prices up at Christmas time and particular times of the year when their products are going to be more in demand, discount things daily, add in remove discounts and so on. It's not a wrong thing to do, it's not unethical, it's business. And if your customers have ever left their houses to go and purchase something from a store, they'll know this. So, here's the deal. If you need some extra cash, why not offer a limited number of members a long subscription at a discount of a month or so throughout the year? I have to say this one works real well, and I had a large percentage of my member base from my previous site hand me large upfront wads of cash that I could put to good use making more cash. If I'd left them at their $20 per month fee, I might have made an extra few hundred dollars, but at a slower pace. Rule 9. We've got a whole section that talks about adding value later on, through bonuses, different approaches, promotions, and the like. But for now, remember when coming up with a price for your product, don't let your product be the only product. Strange sentence indeed, but look at it this way. What kind of things are going to allow you to increase your price and actually persuade people to buy your stuff? The quality of your product and sales system are the obvious, but how about bonuses? What about testimonials from known and trusted people in your field? It's not just material things either. What about your reputation and how others perceive you? So here's a final tidbit of advice for you. If you feel that your product isn't worth the $400 you're charging, then increase its value through these methods. If you still don't feel it's worth it, then at this point, you know that you're charging too much for it, and your tracking data will tell you that also. Okay, I'll be honest with you. If you want to succeed and get your price just right, Without being cheap, you have to do a little work. A little research and a little brain work. It's not all straightforward 1, 2, 3. Understand that it's not about being cheaper than anyone else, it's about pricing your product correctly depending on competition, who you're aiming your product at, its quality, and your ongoing tracking and testing. By now, you should have a clear idea how much you want to charge, and how you're going to go about it. If you have, great. Just remember, the price you put up there on launch day doesn't have to be set in stone by any means. It's there to be tinkered and played with by you until you feel it's correct. Have a little confidence in your stuff. Next time you create that amazing info product, membership site, or piece of software, try to avoid selling it at rock bottom prices, because I assure you, it's not gaining you sales, it's losing you them. Overview of added value. To introduce concepts of adding value before and after the sale of your product, keeping your customers happy, and putting more money in your pocket. To show you how to start looking around you, and to start seeing what other people are doing with their value adding, especially the successful. To talk about testimonials and how to take them further to inspire solid confidence in yourself from the customer's perspective. To look closely at standard bonuses, and to avoid some of the pitfalls of other marketers not in know, who destroy their sales by trying to add value incorrectly. To give you 3 real-life examples of real marketers that have tried to add value, but done so incorrectly in one way or another, and to show you how to avoid devastating your sales by doing the same. To show that rewarding loyalty goes a long way to increasing sales, and sometimes producing multiple sales from a single product, that means double the profit in your pocket. To demonstrate how a simple technique will make sure that your customers remember you and your product for a long time to come, leading to further sales down the line, and nice bulge in your pocket. Adding value explained. Welcome to the adding value to your products section. You may remember we talked a little about this earlier in the sales letter writing sections, but we didn't quite go into the depth that I would have liked, so I saved it for here instead. In this section we'll be talking about how to directly influence your sales through the addition of value for your products, ranging from offers, joint venture deals, consultation fees, bonuses and others. You see, it's all about perceived value, and getting the most out of your product. Again, something we talked about in pricing strategies, was getting the price you think your product deserves and persuading people to buy it by stacking on reasons for them to do so. Something once mastered, will push people over the edge again and again, pushing them over the edge by hitting the buy button on your site. Most importantly of all, there's a lot of ways of pulling this off, and they're forever changing, and marketers are coming up with more and more innovative ways to add value to their products. It's worth watching. In fact, next time you find yourself reading through a sales letter or some ad copy, look at how they add value to their offer using things that aren't directly related to the product itself. Watching how others do things on their sites is one of the most valuable cost-free and pretty much effort-free way of doing things you have in your arsenal, but it works extremely well. Keep that in mind all the time, not just throughout this section. Come back here once you have got your product up and running if you're not working on that right now, because all of these are elements of a sales letter in some way or another, bar 2. So let's get started. How about taking it from the top and starting with the most used and widely known and working down to the least widely used, and the new and innovative ideas. Cut-off dates. Cut-off dates and limited numbers, a great place to start and really easy to slip into any sales letter for any product. The old cut-off dates are probably the most widely used out of all of these methods, and they seem to still be working. All this requires is notification of your low price only being guaranteed until a particular date. These are great words to use, because if you do decide to extend the deadline, you'll find that you can without causing a stir. Way too often recently I've visited sites that say the price will be going up for sure on a particular date, but it never does, and the date magically moves forward each day. Not a good way to be doing business, I can assure you. This is catering more to the impulse buyers rather than adding value, but I thought we'd get that in there too anyway, as it's worth a mention for sure. Limited numbers done right. Next up is the limited numbers method, only allowing a limited number of people into the site at a particular time, or only allowing a particular amount of people to buy at a particular price. Again, quite widely used, and both catering to impulse buyers as well as adding value, depending on which method you're using. Now this one I especially like. One of my previous sites has this very system up and running, where I only let a few hundred members in at a time. It's a membership site of course, so reoccurring income's all around for me, and it makes my members feel a little lucky. Some of them have even told me this themselves, and I've had requests from my list on several occasions asking when the spot will become available because they really wanted to get in. Now you might say that I'm losing money on such a deal, only letting people in a small number at a time, but it really doesn't happen like that. The reason the limit was set in the first place was so that I'd have time to start working on other projects and could run my other sites on autopilot, so you could say I discovered this one by accident. Don't forget that you can always raise and lower your limits if you do try this, which I highly recommend you do try, even if limiting numbers doesn't suit your situation. Limiting numbers on a lower price, very likely will suit every situation, not to mention it always amazes me how far word of mouth travels about this. Standard testimonials. Next up is the hugely widespread and popular standard testimonial. I'm only going to touch on this, because there really isn't a huge amount to say, and I highly doubt anyone out there has never seen one. A standard section of text either throughout your sales letter, down the side of your nav bar, on a separate page or a database of happy customers works without a problem and goes a long way to cementing in your customers' minds that your product is good. This is especially true if the person or people writing are well known and respected in your field. Try to get in contact with at least one well known, hand them your product for free, and request a testimonial for it. Testimonials, but better. Now, let's look at the slightly rarer audio testimonials. These cement value in your product even further and increase customer confidence no end. I've personally looked at text testimonials before, and seen some major flaws that gave away to me, and proved without a doubt that they were faked. This pretty much put a big dent in what I thought of these things early on, and I've even had people come to me and tell me they faked their testimonials in the past. Needless to say, I wasn't happy about that. Granted, audio testimonials can be faked too. But it's generally not something that pops into your head when listening compared to reading written ones, hence the big confidence booster and value adding of this method. If you can get some audio testimonials, whether you ask people to call your answering machine and have them leave messages, or if you're able to record over the net through voice communications, it's well worth it. The extra effort comes in and hits your customers with a massive boost to confidence, resulting ultimately in more sales and resources for you and your business. Can't be bad. The ultimate testimonial. Okay, seeing as we've done the audio and text thing with these testimonials, let's go all out, major bells and whistles professionalism with video testimonials. How often do you see streaming video testimonials up on websites? Not very often, I'd say. In fact, at the time of writing this, I've only seen two in my whole career, and they were great. Real people giving real accounts of using real products that worked. If any type of testimonial is going to add value to your products, it's going to be this one. A simple idea developed into an all-singing, all-dancing, hard-hitting method that works. The next best thing to video testimonials would be inviting these people over to your house to tell you how good the products are. I admit, this is taking things to an extreme, but with all the digital cameras floating around nowadays, and the ability to capture video through the net, and the larger hosting spaces starting to appear through the thought competition, it shouldn't be more than a little time-consuming to get a few of these. Well worth it in my opinion. Taking testimonials to the max. The standard bonus. Right, I think we've done about as much as we can with those testimonials, so moving on a little to bonuses. Standard bonuses. Nothing fancy really, all you're doing is offering up some sort of bonus with the purchase of the product, again adding value. Generally these are known as something directly related to your product, or even better, something that will benefit you as well as the customer getting it for free. How about putting together a small training series that allows the customer to give it away, building your reputation, as well as adding value on the initial sale. Or if you're really on a brainy one that day, how about putting something together that will make you money through educating the buyer? For example, give away an affiliate marketing course to your customers, helping them become better affiliates, allowing them to promote your stuff and make you money at the same time. Bonuses, but smarter. It's links like this that make up really clever bonuses, where on the surface they might just seem standard to other people that don't understand where you're coming from. Always try to put something together that will benefit you as well as the customer, whether it's increased sales, a rebranded book packed with affiliate links or links to your product they can give away, or an educational tool that will assist your customer, and put money in your pocket at the same time. In fact, while we're talking about giving away bonuses to enhance your product, I've even seen some really effective products that are just made up of a bunch of bonuses, with no real central product. Of course, they have a central theme, and are all related in some way, but this is something to keep in mind for when you've been going a while and having a slow day. As long as all the products complement each other, and are relevant, they can come together to make a whole new product and income stream for yourself. Bonuses done right. While we're on this subject, please, please take note here, because if I see anyone trying to flog their product, thinking that an ebook entitled Doing Business Today, in the 60s is going to shift more of their products, I really might have to start wondering about people's motives. Things like this won't add $500 to your price. In fact, let me tell you how serious this issue is. If you put a dodgy bonus together, or do this in the wrong way, you can devalue your product so much that it becomes worthless, and you just won't sell any. Simple as that. So here's a general rule for you. If you've really thought about it, dug about and tried to find something to add in as a good worthwhile bonus to try and tip customers over the edge and to have more of them buy your product, and you honestly can't find anything that fits the bill, go with nothing or create an original info product yourself. No bonuses are better than one that puts all your customers off. As obvious as that sounds, it seems to be occurring more and more often recently, which is strange, because of the sheer number of people that claim to know what they're talking about that are teaching people what to do with online business nowadays. Using the example above, I want to demonstrate something to you now that also seems to have become a strange epidemic that pretty much makes me and everyone else I know click right off the website and go somewhere else when looking for their products, and that's when people take too much time and put in a little too much effort into adding value to one of their products. Or so they think anyway. Have a look at this one. How many times have you seen this recently? Example, get your hard-hitting intensive training course, entitled Improve Your Fishing, consisting of two CDs packed with audio and video, showing you all the tricks, tips and tactics in use today by some of the most successful fishermen in the world. Order now and get this proven course worth over $2,500 for a measly $300. In fact, I'm so confident that it's going to help you, I'm going to knock the price down further. You can get all this expertise in one place for an amazing $49.95. Order your copy now. See where I'm coming from? Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with giving special offers to people who buy there and then catering to impulse buyers, and bargain hunters, or just to show people they're getting a real good deal out of you, but from $2,500 down to $49.95? That's going over the top, and unfortunately just makes your product look like a defect. How would you feel if you walked into a store and saw a top-of-the-range 62-inch plasma screen knocked down from $12,000 to $200? I can tell you, your first reaction would either be yeah right, this a joke, or even more likely what's the catch? Or what's wrong with it? Remember when we talked earlier about increasing customer confidence in your products? And the whole idea of a sales letter is to squish all these problems and questions people might have with a product, while at the same time creating a want, and sometimes even a need for it. Do you see how adding too much value, too soon, or going really over the top can be detrimental? Whereas you see it as giving the customers a bargain, they're seeing it as another question in their minds. Another hurdle that they need to cross, or a question they need to find the answer to before they buy your product. It's everywhere nowadays. Discounts aren't bad on their own, But in this type of circumstance, they are going to kill your sales. Most people don't even know why. If you didn't before, now you do. Don't make the same mistake. Now, one thing I don't want to do is let you think that there is only one bad way to add value, or completely remove value, from your products, because I've seen it done over and over again in different circumstances. I was going to give you three examples here, but let's take the fishing example above as one, and I'm going to give you two more, in totally different situations that will spoil your sales figures. Bear in mind these are real, live examples that are out there right now on the net. Example 1, the only want your bonuses factor, I land on this pretty blue and white, professionally designed, well-built website that immediately makes me smile, just feels nice when something is presented like this. I proceed to read the sales copy which briefly tells me how I can get money-making tips for free if I sign up to their newsletter. I see links to back issues here too, so I'm not really put off by the thoughts of this being another poor excuse to send me ads. Then comes the standard, sign up today and get this freebie. I'm happy, because it looks relevant to what I want to achieve. Now normally at this point I just go and sign up, but this person decided to go the extra way to please me. Ebook 1, Ebook 2, Ebook 3, Ebook 4, Software 1, Software 2, Software 3, Software 4, 5, 6, 7 and so on. Now on the surface this might seem like adding value to the point of people not being able to refuse, but honestly, are people signing up to their free newsletter for the freebies or for the content? Again, at first glance getting more subscribers is good, right? Well, not really. Not if none of them care about your content and just wanted your collection of 50,000 ebooks. Remember, it's all about quality, not quantity. And this example shows exactly how you can add too much value to a free product to your detriment in the end. Your quality suffers, so does your pocket, and you've totally wasted your time. Example 2, the not sure what going on factor, here's a good one that I see a lot of, and something else that's on the rise too. In fact, to be honest, I really think this one is our fault. It's us selling these guides that tell you to sell your bonuses like they're products themselves. This is correct information, but it can be taken too far. Again, I'm surfing around the net and land on a site that happens to be a money-making op. I'm not opposed to money-making opportunities, of course, and this one just happens to have a great headline that entices me to read further. The further I get down the sales letter, the better it gets, until we hit the bonuses. Ebook 1, click here to read about this ebook, forwards me to a whole new sales letter. Click here to read about this software, takes me to a whole new sales letter, and so on for 3 or 4 bonuses. By the time I'm done, I've been taken all over the place, have 5 windows open, read 6 sales letters which each try to sell me onto something else, and have trouble finding my way back to your sales letter. It's important to remember to add value using bonuses in a way which makes your bonuses seem like real products themselves. But never ever lose sight of what you want your website to do. Don't throw people off in different directions and have them read 10 sales letters for different products. It just doesn't work like that. Again, while you may think you are adding value, all you're doing is distracting and confusing your visitors. When people say sell your bonuses like a real product, they mean a few hard-hitting paragraphs about how this complements the main product and you're getting a heck of a good deal, or you can't get it anywhere else, or where it's been proven, etc. Don't go over the top, or again, you'll be losing customers. Just these two above examples, 3 if you include the phishing one, I see every single day, and the worst thing about it is, when people say to me, why no sales from my site? And I tell them that parts of their bonuses sections are destroying their sales letter, I get strange looks and comments. See, it's like one of those little annoying mind puzzles, where the solution is so obvious people miss it, and I can tell they don't feel too proud about that, but no worries. Not a problem at all, as long as you learn from it and don't repeat the mistake, you'll do fine, I tell them.